Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So we're about to go live.
You're live.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the very last Swolecast best ball draft of the season. They say that you do something so much that you can do it with your eyes closed. I don't know if that's true. We're going to test it on the stream. I'm drafting completely blindfolded. This is going to be something new, and it's sure to go off without a hitch. So stick around. It's a Swolecast here on RudderGrinders.com.
Can you hear the static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Give it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro, live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
Welcome, everyone. It's the Swolecast here on RudderGrinders.com. I'm David Kitchen, a.k.a. Soccer Dave, a.k.a. Blindfold Dave for the audio listeners. We will be servicing the audio listeners. How do I know? Because I will need to be serviced. So on the show with me, of course, Pete and Davis, and then I've got producer Sosa, who is drafting for me. I give Sosa full control to draft my team off of any pick that I say. Sosa, if I don't say it, don't draft. Let it auto draft, if anything, because I do not want my $1 million blindfold lineup to be mired in controversy. So with that being said, Pete, I'm going to need your help a little bit because Davis will not be any help. He'll be looking down at his screens. I need your help.
Yeah, I got your help, Dave. I think this is very brave of you. You know, we have the badge bros and now we have the blindfolded bros. It's this new era of we just don't know, live a little guys who say, not only do I not need ADP, but I don't even need my eyes. And I think it's very commendable by you, Dave.
Has anyone ever, blindfolded a underdog best ball team on stream for the whole draft?
I'm going to guess you're the first. I'm going to guess.
You're making history, Dave.
So, Dave, we are through the middle of the second round. Peter started Garrett Wilson and Jalen Waddle. Out of the eighth slot, I started Austin Eckler and Amon-Ra St. Brown out of the 10th slot. You are up in two picks.
Okay, and I'm for – who was my first pick? I told Sosa
– Tyreek Hill.
Hill or Cup. Pick. Okay. So, Hill is – has Waddle been drafted?
Waddle – Peter just took Waddle.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry went.
Davis.
Derrick Henry went.
Olave goes.
Okay.
You are on the clock.
All right. So Pollard's been taken, obviously. Yep.
Yes.
End of the second round. T. Higgins? Has T. Higgins been drafted?
Yeah, Higgins, you can draft T. Higgins. Yes.
Okay, let's draft T. Higgins.
Sosa, click T. Higgins. T. Higgins has been selected. So your team, you have two wide receivers, Tyreek Hill and T. Higgins.
Oh, my gosh.
Calvin Ridley goes immediately after you.
Kitchen, so what are the rules? Yeah. Are you? Is the goal for you to try to pull a player out without us saying, like, just reading off
yeah,
the
do not
part of this?
Yeah, okay. You
don't
cannot
say
help me.
Next in ADP, basically.
You cannot help me as far as the ADP. This is all me. And so
you are up in coming. You are up in two picks. You are up in
okay.
Two
well, you
got
to tell me who are picked
so
after.
Calvin
this.
Ridley,
run them down.
Calvin Ridley, Josh Jacobs, Jalen Hurts, and Devontae Smith and DK Metcalf have gone off the board. You're on deck here. Lamar Jackson goes. So you are
on the clock.
Yep.
Is Josh Allen gone?
He is not.
Okay. Give me Josh Allen.
You got it.
Josh Allen.
Let's go. All right.
Dave drafting his best team on stream blindfolded is a quality bit. I mean, that is a quality. I think, Dave, this might sort of be like, you know, when a Jedi accesses the Force, this might be actually the most focus you have given to a draft. So I think there's a chance you actually draft a good one here.
Well, isn't there, you know, actually back in the day, there is a bit on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where they had to like wear blindfolds and Splinter had them kind of going through, you know, all these drills, and I did that and actually kicked down.
I mean, that's like when Luke puts the helmet on and Yoda has the little
I kicked down the laundry door, and my mom, you know, she did not let me forget it because it was never the same after that. I can only hope that I am kicking down the proverbial best ball.
Wow. Big DJ Moore has gotten to Peter selecting with the 32nd overall pick.
Well, I have an objective in my last 10 drafts that this fills, but the guy auto timing out Mark Andrews after starting Travis Kelce was just an absolute kick in the dick there because he wasn't going to take that pick if he was there. And then auto times out his second elite tight end.
What is the mission that you are hoping to accomplish?
Is it that hard to tell?
You're trying to get a bunch of DJ Moore, Justin Fields teams in your last 10.
I'm trying to get more Justin Fields.
Okay. Don't love the guy on the turn there taking Travis Etienne. That is who I would have picked.
Ooh, Etienne is hot garbage, Davis. You need to let him go.
Oh,
not sure if you saw my tweet.
This is a bad spot. I'm just going to take Breece. I'm just doing the most fun thing and taking Breece. Oh, don't love that, honestly. So, David, I've started Austin Eckler, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Deebo Samuel, and Breece Hall. Peter is selecting Justin Fields. So Peter starts a true zero RB draft. Justin Fields at quarterback, Garrett Wilson, Jalen Waddle, and DJ Moore.
Yeah.
You are up in three picks.
Okay. So speaking of missions, I went into DraftKings today and I've almost maxed everything.
Did you claim all your one crown awards?
I kept on looking. So a couple weeks ago, I was like, surely there's a claim all button. I'm missing
there's
it somewhere.
Not.
I'll come back. I'll
no,
come back.
Not.
Today, I was like, sheesh. I really just need all these. So over 100 something clicks, but 13,000.
Yeah, a lot of crowns.
Did not suck. So.
All right. You are on the clock, David. The three picks preceding you, Brandon Ayuk, Joe Mixon, Mike Williams. You have the 45th overall selection right now.
And this is fourth round?
Yep. Yes. Late fourth.
Has DeAndre Hopkins?
No.
Right?
He's
available.
Right
there.
Okay.
Best available wide receiver by
Take
ADP.
Him. Take him.
Wow. This is nice this is as smooth as can be.
Wow.
Jeez.
I think we start getting in the round 8-9 range. That's when he's going to start getting confused.
I was going to say round 7. He's going to try to get Gabe Davis to get that stack. And once the Gabe Davis pick is gone, he's going to be completely lost.
Dave, your team is Josh Allen, Tyreek Hill, T. Higgins, and DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
You are up in four picks.
D- Don't get cocky now, Kitchen, because you're going to need us later.
I need you guys for everyone who else is picking. Like, I need those picks. I don't need, like, my picks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so since your Hopkins pick, JT comes off the board at 46, Joe Burrow at 47, Aaron Jones 48, Jerry Jeudy at 49. People are not concerned about Jonathan Taylor and Jerry Jeudy in this draft.
I got Jeudy in the 70s today on DK. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not the only one drafting blindfolded today, Kitchen.
You got to have auto drafters. All right, Dave, you are on the clock with the early fifth round, 52 overall.
52 overall. Okay. I don't have any running backs.
You don't have any running backs?
Is I'm guessing Christian Watson, though, is off the board?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Alexander
Nine
Madison?
Seconds. Madison's gone.
Oh, gosh.
Five. Four.
No.
Three,
shoot. Cooper, no.
Dude, well, Dave, good news or bad news first? Good news is you got a running back. That is the best news I could give you right now. Now, do you want the bad news?
Yeah.
It's Najee Harris.
Oh, no.
Not actually, the entire underdog population drafting blindfolded is actually a good explanatory variable for why Najee Harris is still the running back 14.
Oh man, he is basically in a split back situation with Jalen. I mean, I've been getting lots of Warren, but maybe, you know what? Maybe that's just like a
Dave. We just don't know.
What if Najee was this year's Josh Jacobs?
I don't think anyone's had that thought yet.
So. I've never heard those words uttered.
But really, Madison was off the board at 52.
Yes.
Yes. We must be drafting with an ETR subscriber.
This is my live a little draft, baby.
I was going to say, I needed you to not take Deontay Johnson. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're fine. I'm done. I got all of my Deontay Johnson shares in the sixth round and I'm good.
Okay. So I think that's sort of an interesting, cause I've heard that Sean was talking about this with Tajay Spears on the Road of His podcast this morning. Like, I don't necessarily 100% align with the idea that, like, oh, I packed my bags early, I got good prices, because, like, the same is true for everyone who's been drafting since May. But we're drafting teams, you know, not exposures.
A wise man did once say that. I'm not out on Deontay Johnson, but I've built one thing I've mentioned too is I've built so many Pittsburgh Seattle week 17 stacks, and that's actually a lot harder to do now that Warren's pushed up.
Yes,
Walker's more expensive.
Pickett's, you know, even I guess, expensive.
Yeah, Pickett. Yeah, will now go like unstacked in the 140s and stuff. So it is another reason why I haven't been like building out that game stack quite as much.
Oh man. Peter, do I take Jaxon Smith-Njigba here?
He's not coming back to you.
He's not coming back to me. Do I take Dotson or JSN?
What's your JSN exposure?
I definitely have more Dotson than JSN.
Yeah. Well, JSN back at practice today. What a absolute
this is a real Soapy's choice here.
Yeah.
Traylon
also back at practice, like
playing that game stack.
I'm taking JSN. More fun that way.
Who's up? Who's up?
You are almost up, Carl.
Peter is about to be picking in one pick. You are up in five selections. The last six picks were Deontay Johnson, TJ Hawkinson, Trevor Lawrence, Tyler Lockett, and George Kittle.
Okay.
I'll take Jahan Dotson. I was going to take whichever one you didn't take, Dave.
Peter took Jahan Dotson. You are up in three picks.
Bobby, you took Jonathan Taylor at 46 when he's been going in the 60s and 70s.
What did Bobby say? I can't see it.
He said, I'm just better than you guys. Yeah. He said,
better than the guy drafting blindfolded right now, Bobby.
Dave, you are on the clock. You have 22 seconds. James Cook just went.
Gabe Davis.
Got him. You got so lucky. Yeah, you got him. Gabe Davis. Click the button, Sosa.
Click it. Wow. Sosa. Don't you dare auto draft.
Sosa, you got 7 seconds.
Oh,
he got
God,
it. He got
close.
It in.
Oh my gosh. That would have tilted me.
Liam says, can we hear Peter and Davis's reactions to when this was floated out as a show idea? Davis was very anti.
I was really against this. Yeah.
Davis is anti every like creative bit that we propose for the Swolecast.
Well, they're mostly, they mostly
guys. Can't we just draft while I look at my phone and do three other things at the same time?
I don't understand. I don't understand what's so wrong about that, to be honest.
Davis, have you filled out your work logs for this month yet?
I need to actually fill out mine. Thank you.
I don't have to.
Reminder.
I don't have to yet.
Well, what do you mean? Go Davis? Ahead and do it. It's the end of the month. So
I'll do it. I'll do it right now because you reminded me.
Thank you. And our media team thanks you. And our finance team thanks you.
Everyone thanks
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. So all right, where
Kitchen,
are we at
since
right
your
now?
Gabe
back
pick,
up, yeah.
Zay Flowers went, then Mike Evans, two running backs at the turn, Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams, then Dallas Goedert goes. Bobby's on the clock right now, so you are on deck.
And we're in the seventh round.
Early seventh, pick 76 here.
Okay. Yeah, that helps when you give me the pick numbers.
All right, Jordan Addison goes.
Oh, he was going to be my pick, too.
You are all 20 right. seconds.
Okay, 70s, round seven. Give me – let's just go Khalil Herbert. Go Khalil Herbert.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I can't believe I was actually, like, interested in Herbert for my Fields build, and Kitchen taking him 20 picks at AVP blindfolded is one of the snipes
I got
more than I've ever experienced.
Hey, Dave, Khalil Herbert could totally be the guy you need, so it's fine.
He could.
Yeah. What made you talk through the – I mean, clearly you're just trying to think of running back names, but what
– Yeah, yeah,
clearly
yeah, yeah,
high
yeah.
On Herbert right now.
Yeah, no, I've been high on Herbert and Johnson. Complete out informant, and that has paid.
Are you
off.
Gonna are you gonna handcuff yourself here? Are you gonna take Roshan too?
I might, and if I could go back, was J.K. Dobbins off the board?
I took him in.
Peter took
in
him in. Peter fifth. Peter lived a little and took him in the fifth round.
I took him where he should be going.
Gotcha. Okay,
Dave, still auto drafting.
Dave blindfolded is a live look inside the head of a DraftKings drafter. Don't do it, Peter. Peter, do not.
What are you
fucking
talking
do
about?
Do it.
I have a Justin Fields stack. Of course, I'm taking Kyle Pitts. Get the hell out of here, Davis. There's no squatters rights on Kyle Pitts.
I literally do have squatters rights on Kyle Pitts.
No, you don't.
I'm the only member of the cabal who's brave enough to be all in on Kyle Pitts.
What are you talking? What's your exposures on Kyle Pitts?
He's my most drafted tight end.
I know. What percentage?
Like 23%.
Okay. That's a hearty portion.
Is he more than Malik Davis for you?
Well, I stopped the Malik Davis thing early on Underdog, but I looked on DraftKings the other day and I
said he was your most drafted guy at one point.
Well, and then I started taking round 18 Hardy and Tutu instead, but I have 40% Malik Davis on DraftKings.
Okay. So tell me, what you guys are doing now in the later rounds, especially on DK, where there's two extra rounds, DK and drafters.
Well,
like,
I take Wandale.
Yeah.
Now.
Wandale, he went in the 17th on a draft I did today, though. Like, people are, you just never know.
People take Deontay Hardy literally just
Kyren,
to me.
Kyren's still a guy that can be there at the end, but running backs pretty much are gone. You got to,
I've been
gotta
taking hit. This. Stud, you might know this stud, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
He's not available in the 20th, though. He's available in the 18th. I've been taking him a lot, too. Davis, you have to give me props on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And who is the other one?
Michael Wilson. The issue with Michael Wilson now is the slappies have completely revoked all the value from selecting him. Like, he goes in the 15th round now, like, just as a meme. People are just memeing him.
A guy that Pete drafted that I have very little of, like Jahan Dotson, I'll give you credit for that because you were high on him to at the beginning of the season, the draft.
You know, I don't know if that's fair because Peter's just high on any wide receiver younger than 25. So I don't know.
I was talking about you, Davis.
Yeah, not really fair for me either because the same thing is true. Like if wide receiver younger than 25, I probably like them.
All right, Kitchen, rapid fire. These are all the picks since you took Herbert. Michael Pittman, okay. Marquise Brown, James Conner, Kyle Schitz, Rashad White, DeAndre Swift, Cam Akers, Isaiah Pacheco, Alvin Kamara, David Montgomery, Brandon Cooks, Cortland Sutton, Elijah Moore, Quentin Johnston. You are two away from selecting. Quentin Sky Johnston. Moore goes off
all right,
the board.
What pick is it? What pick is it?
You're going to be picking at 93.
Okay. Okay.
Some of your favorite picks are available.
Okay.
Your
true. Favorite. Actually, literally your favorite pick is available.
Your favorite pick.
Don't say that because everybody else knows what my favorite pick is and they'll try to snipe me.
Dalvin Cook goes, you're on the clock.
Into a spiral. All right, Traylon.
Okay. I thought you were going to go with your true favorite pick, your problematic favorite pick.
Oh, no. He was available.
You don't even know who your own favorite pick is.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were saying Traylon. So I've done this, the bell curve for Traylon, where I drafted him early, then I was out on him, and then now I want to be back in on he and Jake. So, all right. Oh, boy. That's tough. That is really tough. F me, because then I could have gone.
So, Kitchen, since your pick, Evan Ingram goes off the board, Michael Thomas, Brian Robinson. You are three picks away here as the one hole burns down the clock.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, one hole. All right. Davis, how are you feeling about all your drafts this year? Like, are you still in draft mode? Are you like, how aggressively are you drafting these days?
I'm maxing everything. I will be maxing the flagship contest on Underdog, DraftKings, and Drafters.
Gotcha. Are you still doing a bunch of slow drafts? Like, how are you? Are you burned out right now? Because
Kitchen, you're on the clock. Odell and Antonio Gibson and Bateman were the three picks since Brian Robinson.
Antonio Gibson was going to be the guy before you said favorite, but go ahead and select old Deshaun Watson for me.
Kitchen running so pure to get Deshaun Watson 12 spots after ADP.
What pick is this for Deshaun Watson? Like, what's the
100?
Literally 100.
That is really good.
Value Hound Dave.
So I'm done with quarterbacks now because I've got Josh Allen and I've got Deshaun Watson. Former running backs, I've got Najee and that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then receivers, I've got Reek, T, Gabe Davis, and who else?
And your two favorite players.
Oh, yeah, Nuke and Traylon. Okay, all right.
Are you going to do a three tight end build with this guy auto-drafting is just really tilting me today. And now it takes Unstack 2 on autopilot.
Drafting with one auto-drafter is just the stone low.
Is he on autopilot now?
He is.
Okay. Have they made that rule now where if you draft so many, you're on autopilot?
It's two, right?
Did he put himself on autopilot?
We'll never know. But he's been auto-drafting this whole time.
But what I'm saying is Underdog, even in fast drafts, you miss two picks, you're automatically on autopilot?
No. I believe so.
No.
Mm-mm. I've been placed on autopilot in a couple of my
slow drafts.
Where I've got timed out.
Same. So I just wanted to know because we had talked about, Davis said that Redmond would
never. He must have put himself on autopilot then because that snap picked the player at the top of the queue there for him. All right, Kitchen. We've seen a little bit of a quarterback run. You starved the beast here. Anthony Richardson, then Freiermuth. Tua gets auto-drafted. I take Zach Charbonnet. Daniel Jones. Davis takes Dak Prescott. Kirk Cousins, Kadarius Toney, and Jamal Williams are the next picks off the board.
Okay.
If Hot Roddy snipes me here to stack lock. Motherfucker.
Oh, wow. People are Davis.
Tell me what happens. I can't. I'm an audio listener. Well, what just happened?
Dude, he did that to get back at you because he has CeeDee Lamb and you sniped him on Dak. He was pissed.
He has Lockett, though. Back. He has Lockett. Yeah. He has Lockett. It's defendable.
You guys were bad.
You know what? I'm going to live a little. I'm going to take Dalton Kincaid. We're living a little.
You were
on
roasting
screen.
Me for taking DJ Moore. Now we're out here living a little with Kincaid. I love it.
We are living.
Were you not concerned, Davis, about the usage with the starters? I mean, he looks
David, the answer to aren't you worried is yes. I am way over leveraged. I'm in too many fantasy leagues. I'm worried about every decision I'm making right now. Like, I am absolutely worried.
Okay.
Man, shout out to Liam for just so firmly tying his personal. I mean, like, you can't even hear the word. Honestly, I don't even know what Dalton Kincaid looks like. When I hear the word Dalton Kincaid, I just see Liam's face. I see Liam's face. Yeah. That's all I see. I legit don't know what that guy looks like. And as far as all I know, it is just Liam Murphy is Dalton Kincaid.
The great Evan Silva said,
"Oh shit, you're on the clock." I took 20 seconds. And Aaron Rodgers,
Njoku,
Colin Steele,
and Njoku.
Wow.
Dave, you're running so goddamn pure. Shit, you are running so pure.
Did you see that Njoku has been on every single snap and ran a route on every single drop back?
We were joking like, oh, Kitchen's going to draft a better team blindfolded. Ha ha ha. No, he's literally drafting a better team blindfolded.
Yeah.
And Khalil Herbert's on a running back too. I forgot about him. So I've got Khalil and Najee. Two running backs.
Okay. Yeah. What more do you need?
I've got a 2-2-4 or 2-2-5?
You have a 2-2-5-1 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're...
Did someone say 2-2?
Yeah.
13 summer, dude.
Hey, go ahead and hit the like and subscribe button. Next week, we are going to be going over week one. Seems crazy. Seems like just yesterday, I was putting my toes in the water of the best ball ocean. And, you know, I didn't really know anything. Davis was laughing at me and saying, you'll never amount to anything this year. And here we are.
I don't think I said that. On the clock.
Kitchen's on the clock.
Gosh.
Tank Bigsby, Penny,
Bateman.
Bateman's so long gone. Tyler Boyd.
So gosh. Gone. What round are we in?
You're at pick 11. 24 in the 11th.
Okay. Gerald Everett.
Gerald Everett.
Or Higbee. He's not gonna get Higbee. It
in. No.
Higbee.
No.
Higbee.
He got it in. Sosa. Yeah. Sosa with the quick fingers.
That was nice.
Wow.
That was really nice.
That
you guys got to tell me, though.
We got distracted.
Kitchen, that's on us.
Yeah.
That's on
I got you, Dave. Don't worry.
And honestly, I chose. Would you get Everett or Higbee? I should have said Higbee.
Everett.
But I said Everett. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up for it. All right,
Burrow back at practice. There's been so many Burrow slides. Like Andy got him in the mid sixth on the club yesterday. People were really losing their shit about Burrow.
Yeah. As someone who's has a calf injury that is getting better, I have complete confidence in Joe Burrow this season.
Mm.
All right. Good to know.
So, can you run me down like what has happened since?
Yeah, like before just watching this pick, guy like, time out and take Romeo Doubs' value from me. This big upside guy is just Lazard. What is he? What is going on? He times it out. He must have ranks in, right? Is that what's going
on? Yeah. Does Underdog still have where you can set your max position?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Because DraftKings just got it like last week, and I just discovered it today when I was going to upload new rankings.
Mm.
And so, like, you don't have to auto draft four quarterbacks anymore in DraftKings. And so, like, really, so that's
Sam Laporta. Anytime you can get two rookie tight ends in the same room, you got to do it.
That's fun. I admit it. I don't think I have any Laporta Kincaid teams. It's just fun, Davis. That's fun.
That's just look, we're letting our hair down here on the program.
David,
if there's one thing
we've seen is that rookie tight ends are just a really good bet.
So Reeves did some research on this and he basically found that there's no difference in fantasy in like yards per route run or fantasy points per target or anything like that. It's just that rookies don't play that much. So I'm not really that worried about the rookie tight ends, to be honest.
Okay, can you let me know the
we're gonna let you know. So since you picked Gerald Everett, Zay Jones, Jerick McKinnon, Alan Lazard, timeout. I took Romeo Doubs, Marvin Mims, Davis takes Sam Laporta, then JMO goes off the board, Eli Mitchell, Dalton Schultz.
Who's JMO?
Jameson JMO? Williams. Jameson Gosh. Williams.
All right.
You're gonna be picking at 141, Dave, at the back end of the 12th round. That's what you're looking at. And I am not going to let you snipe me. I am grabbing Roshan Johnson. I am not risking it. Yeah. You don't get to handcuff Khalil Herbert. Yeah.
He was going to be my guy.
I know he was. That's why I wasn't going to let that happen. So Kitchen, I take Roschon Johnson. There's three more picks until you are up here. Pick 141. Okay. You have some targets.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Has Damian Harris gone off the board?
Good question.
No, he is available.
Nope.
Yep. Okay. All right. Spears is there as well. Just trying to run through it in my head so you can see kind of the mind.
Yeah, Darnell right Mooney now. And Tyler Higbee go. Good of you to get out on in front of that tight end run, Dave, with Everett.
Yeah.
In the 11th.
Because I don't really need another tight end. I mean, I can if I want to, but really, I need to focus on getting the rest of the
All right, you're on the clock. MVS goes.
Yeah, give me Damian Harris.
All right, look at that, Dave. Getting the guy right not sure if you, in line at the ADP, too.
I'm not sure if you guys saw, but he had a chance at the goal line and punched it in. So.
In preseason?
I think he's, yeah, Dave, well, you're, last
you're,
week.
You're grinding harder than I could ever imagine.
It's a pretty Davis. Impressive grind.
I told you, Davis, when you said you'll never amount to anything this season in best ball.
I'm going to be honest. I don't really remember saying that.
You were thinking it, though.
I think we all were thinking it, Dave, but none of us actually said that out loud.
I told you I have to ramp up. This is why I'd only put like $25 in the account at a time. Like I got to ramp up. So this all is right. by far the most drafts I've ever done in a season.
Well, and this is the best draft you've had all year. Jonathan Mingo, Jacoby Myers, Cole Kmet, and Chig come off the board. Do you know what's – I guess, Kitchen, this has been live a little when you can't think of a name, but when you're blindfolded and you don't see ADP, which repulses you, you do naturally gravitate toward the guys towards who traditionally guys. Go in that round. Yeah.
Yeah. Is Thielen still on the board?
Good question. Yes, he is.
Okay.
You have 18 seconds.
Oh, I'm on the clock. Yeah,
you're on the clock.
Thielen.
Yes.
Yeah, grab
Thielen.
There it
I've got
is.
A Thielen.
Just adding more studs to the room with Adam Thielen.
Oh man, but now that I'm thinking about it, Thielen has a week 7 bye, and I've got Nuke on a week 7 bye, and T. Higgins is on a week 7 bye as well. I need to stay away from the week 7 guy. Oh, and Traylon.
Wow,
oh, no. Kitchen, just four guys with week 7
bye. Nailing his bye weeks. This is a savant like performance here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I got
to
get
they
away
said,
from
it. They said seven. We could never convert David to be a best ball grinder, and they were wrong.
So, and so the other team right there is the Texans. So, no Woods, which I can usually draft in week 7 or later on in the drafts. Oh boy. So, are we coming back or am I done for a while?
You're done for a little while, Dave. Yeah. I just took Raheem Mostert at pick 152. Guess people didn't get the news about Jonathan Taylor not getting traded there.
He could still be traded.
What about A-Chain?
A-Chain ran at 123.
I draft so much A-Chain now because I have all these slow puppies going where I had Lamar teams. Well, I was just purposely trying to get Lamar teams, and then he's really the only Dolphins bring back you can get.
Davis, you used to like, and by used to I mean like the past few weeks, trip over yourself to draft Kenny Gainwell, and you just passed on him to take Kenny Pickett.
I have DeAndre Swift.
Oh yeah, no hand cucking for you.
I think it's fine to mix in the hand cuck there. I don't think you should do it every time, but I think it's fine.
Well, in the hand cuck, it's the same with like you put Wilson with one of Mostert H and you put Penny with one of Swift or
Correct.
Gainwell.
Yeah. In a weird way, should I do Luke Musgrave and do the three rookie tight end room?
That just sounds fun.
All right, we're doing it.
Imagine.
I needed to take Hunter Henry to have an adult in the room, but we're living a little.
So I still only have three running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. We're in the 14th round.
Yes, and you are up in three picks. Your three running backs are Najee Harris, Khalil Herbert, and Damian Harris. Khalil Herbert and Damian Harris have the same bye.
Okay, thank you.
That's my first Sam Howell share since he rose in price.
I'm gonna give you a hint, David. There's a running back.
Don't, because I'm already. I already know, so I don't want you like I told you.
Here's the picks. Adam Thielen went, then Juwan Johnson, KJ Osborne, Brock Purdy, Raheem Mostert, Jaden Reed, Kenny Pickett, Kenneth Gainwell, Michael Gallup, Derek Carr, Jake Ferguson, Luke Musgrave, Isaiah Hodgins, Sam Howell, and then Tajay Spears goes.
No! Me. Gosh.
Yes. I know.
All right. So who's up now?
There is a
a slam dunk pick. You're on the clock.
Gosh.
Like just a total run to the podium.
No, I can't. I don't do that to me. Just give me Singletary.
Oh, David.
I'm sorry. Like you're going to make me think about it, and then we're not going to get Singletary.
Oh,
so
man.
It is what it is. Adds,
like about as brutal of a click as you can make that you just did right there.
My goodness.
Are you going to tell me who it is, or are you worried that he might still be there when I come
back?
He's
not coming back to me. It was Jeff Wilson. It's just a home run.
I was actually going to say Wilson, but I thought he might be there next round.
No.
Isn't he going 170s?
Not anymore.
He went to pick right after you.
Yeah.
And he would have paired well with Reek and Bateman.
Sure would have.
Do I have Bateman?
Yeah, but no. Kitchen, no. To give you credit, you are getting that little bring back. You know,
yeah, that's what I was focused on. Yeah.
Yeah. People forget that Treylon Burks and Nuke Hockfins play Devin Singletary twice in the fantasy playoffs.
They do forget that Dare Ogunbowale is direct backup. You know, he's right there.
Oh, don't coffin don't, Devin Singletary like
oh,
that.
Oh, Singletary to me is completely unclickable. Like
he just, is the guy. Like, if something happens to Pierce, Singletary is the guy.
Yeah, but we don't even really like clicking Pierce that much because we think that the offense is going to be so inefficient. Like, how is Devin Singletary going to be if he wasn't efficient on the Bills?
This is also why he has dropped as far as he did.
Kitchen, like, you're on the clock. Yeah. Jeff Wilson, Zamir White, DJ Chark, Alec Pierce, Chuba Hubbard, and Tank Dell go.
And what round are we in?
15. Round 15, pick 172.
172. Jaden Reed been taken?
He has.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
I want to give you hints, but
five seconds.
Just get Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Just do Clyde.
The ultimate safety net pick,
Dave. It's fine. Clyde is a much better pick. He's a much better pick than Devin Singletary. He's Devin Singletary on the Kansas City Chiefs.
And now, how many running backs do I have? I got confused on the wheel. All right, so I got my five running backs, and I've got five receivers or six.
Dave, you have a 2.5-6.2 build.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that is so good.
Okay.
That's the content that people needed.
Who is the guy that I should have like is the slam dunk on that one?
I don't think the guy I'm about to take. I would have taken Kendry, but yeah.
Don't do it, big upside. Don't do it, big upside. Thank you.
Okay.
This feels like the ETR preloaded ranks here with this Van Jefferson selection.
He's like 30 spots.
Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready to live a little?
Yeah.
I am.
All right. We're going to live a little.
Who are you going
okay.
with?
That full capitulation. Full capitulation.
Tell me.
Justin Ross at pick 178. Davis once famously said he was going to be playing in the CFL in September, and now he's taking him at pick 178.
Wow.
Look at Davis and Kitchen both really living a little with these Chiefs selections in round 15.
Hey, you got to get your guys.
You do.
You gotta get your guys.
Plus I got T. Higgins. So.
The unfortunate thing is that I really would, when in doubt, panic pick Clyde.
Oh,
are you
man,
kidding me?
So
I got sniped on Ty Chandler.
Wow. I actually was looking at him too.
All right. Jerome Ford back at practice. Welcome to the squad, buddy. You're my Clyde Edwards-Helaire backup these days.
Isn't Jerome Ford going to be just like the third string guy now?
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Sure, anything's possible. We just don't know, Dave.
Well, he's not going to be like the passing down back is what I'm saying. Pierre Strong is going to be the passing down back. So
yeah, I don't know if Pierre Strong's that good, but certainly any level of competition for Jerome Ford is not ideal. Well, what I think it was good for Ford was that they cut Felton, who would have been the more obvious.
That's why they signed Pierre Strong, though.
I just don't know if Pierre Strong's all that good. Not that I'm that certain that Jerome Ford is good either.
Kitchen, since your CH pick, Taysom Hill, Curtis Samuel, Van Jefferson, Kendre Miller, Greg Dulcich, Justin Ross, Kareem Hunt, Rondell Moore, Rashid Shaheed, Ty Chandler, Jerome Ford, Devontae Parker, Tyler Conklin. You are going to be picking in four here at pick 189. Okay. I am worried about the names in your head if you've already burned the CEH parachute.
Oh, Peter. Stop it.
Okay, I've got... To Derek Prince.
Dude, there is only keeping three running backs.
There is a slam dunk pick here for Kitchen.
There is.
Assuming he doesn't get drafted.
Okay.
Bryce Young goes. Yeah.
You're on the clock.
Goes, DPJ went, Kitchen. That would have been fun for you.
Oh, yeah.
There is a pick, though. Like this, I'm putting it in the queue for the visual listeners. Like, how does Kitchen not take his guy right here?
Yeah.
Stop. And this is pick 16?
Yep. Yes. 189. All right.
Give me Hardeman. Give me Hardeman.
Hardeman. McCole Hardeman.
What's his pronunciation? Are you going to get it in time? Wow.
He got it in. Done, Sosa with a real nimble fingers display here.
Yeah, very good, Sosa. Very good. All right. So I needed a bring back.
Mm-hmm.
And
David is just drafting exclusively like disappointing Chiefs players, like the most disappointing players in Chiefs franchise history.
We got Hardman, CEH.
And who else?
Is John Baldwin coming soon?
And Tyreek Hill, Jenkins? One of the biggest letdowns in Chiefs history.
Yeah, Tyreek, big letdown.
I mean, you know, sort of an organizational cast off.
Yeah. Think how many Super Bowls they could have won if they kept him.
It's true. So what do I have? A 2572?
You have 2572. So this is his team here. Josh Allen and Njoku at tight end. Here, actually, I'm not gonna have time to recap it, Kitchen. You're about to be on the board. The players who have gone since your Hardeman pick is Kyler Murray, Jimmy Garoppolo, Hunter Henry, Desmond Ridder, Cole Turner, and Isaiah Likely.
Has Dawson Knox gone?
He has not.
Let's take him.
Oh my gosh. The hoop just looks so big for you right now, Kitchen.
Whoa. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about just the viability of this in $25 compared to some of the other mission-based drafts and those other things.
Mm-hmm.
What Patriots receivers are you guys looking at these days?
None of them.
N.A.
Yeah.
You just don't think they're going to have any sort of passing game, even though like it's definitely Mac Jones, and you can pair him with whoever.
Hunter,
like,
I think they're going to be real bad. I think real bad.
I don't even think they're going to be that bad. But
here's my thought on Hunter Henry is that we've kind of swapped, where now I want to take more Gesicki than Hunter Henry.
I do not want to do that.
Because he's going after Hunter Henry. Basically, I want to take the second tight end for the Patriots that I can get very, very late. Like, he's going 19th or 20th round, 19th round usually in on DK. Hunter Henry is going 17th or 18th.
Sure, whatever.
Okay. All right, so do we only have one more pick?
Yes. Davis has one more pick in the 17th round. And then the three of us will enter the 18th round. Kitchen, since your Dawson Knox picks, Deion Jackson went, then Gus Edwards, then Deuce Vaughn, short King Summer. I took Chase Claypool to stack up with Fields, then Renfro. Davis took Michael Wilson, who I thought you were going to maybe consider at 196 there.
No, too early. Davis
said that all the slappies had zapped the fun and value out of Michael Wilson, but look at him coming back to him at 202 here.
The slappies were offended. They were offended, and they were like, I'm not a slappy, dude. You're a slappy.
Exactly.
Okay, so I can either go running back. All right,
let's see if someone sucks the fun out of this room and takes Deonte Hardy before I pick.
No one's going to take Deonte. He doesn't even get drafted on DK sometimes, Davis.
I mean, it's not – people are bad, you know. What do you want me to say?
Okay. Pete, who are some of your late round guys you've been drafting recently?
I've been doing some of these late handcuffs that I wasn't clicking a ton all summer. So the Kyren Williams, Keontae Ingram, Josh Kelly, Sean Tucker are some of the guys I've been trying to get a little bit more. Chris Evans, I took for the first time with Sean today on stream, was wanting to get a little bit more of him. So yeah,
I guess that's a good thing is I've been drafting all those guys except for one. And he's been getting a lot of steam lately, and that's Tucker.
Tucker, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, undrafted. If you played college football DFS, like, you know, like, him from the Syracuse days. But didn't he get undrafted because there was some medical issue?
Look, yeah, but he's passed it. If this guy is so good that the Bucs felt that they could get away with releasing Patrick Laird, then I think Sean Tucker is a pretty good play.
I think
he is on the practice squad though.
He is. Yeah, no, he is. Yeah. But I did select Sean Tucker there at 18.5 to finish out my 2.77 to live a little build. Kitchen. Yeah. These are the names here as we enter the final stretch. After the picks that I think we caught up to, it was Michael Wilson, then Deonte Foreman, Joshua Palmer, Joshua Kelly, Paris Campbell, Deonte Hardy to Davis there, Mac Jones. I take Sean Tucker. Up in three.
Okay. Should I go running back or receiver here? That's the only question.
You were at a 2.573 build. You're running. I think when you take all of these guys like 40 picks ahead of ADP, you could probably use another running back.
Yeah, but at week seven is going to be rough.
You're good at quarterback. You're good at tight end. Your wide receivers are fine. I think you go another running back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on the clock. Sorry.
Is Kyren taken? Kyren taken?
Yes. Kyren's gone.
Okay. Keaton Mitchell.
He's literally been drafted. He literally got drafted.
Oh my gosh.
Hill instead?
Give me Kelly. It's Kelly.
Too late. Kelly's gone. You're getting timed out. Ryan Tannehill. It Burks. It could have been way worse.
Keaton Mitchell. How did Keaton Mitchell get selected?
Keaton Mitchell get drafted?
He wasn't.
Or did he spell
he
it
wasn't
wrong?
Drafted.
Did he spell the name?
When I pulled it up, it showed out. It showed gray.
It did for me too, Davis, when I clicked it. That's weird. Okay. I thought it showed it as grayed out.
So he didn't get drafted?
No. Oh, believe it or not, Keaton Mitchell went undrafted.
Okay, so my team is done.
Yes, but no one ever said anything about you taking the blindfold off, buddy. I want you to roast my team blindfolded, Dave. Okay, just by remembering what I did, I want you to roast it.
I don't remember what you did except for take some a few really bad picks in the name of you needed an exposure to them.
Yeah. So, no, it's roast so, me, Kitchen. Blindfold roast.
I was focused on my team. I just know that you took Justin Fields and yep. Tucker. Like that's
Tucker? Sean Tucker.
Yeah, Sean Tucker. Yeah, that's
those were probably the two most, you know, marquee picks of my draft.
Right. Sean you took Tucker, Dotson, Jahan Dotson. Mm-hmm. I really forget
that's okay.
the rest of the team. Yeah. So go ahead and tell me your team.
All right. I'll recap and then you can roast it. I did yeah. Justin Fields and Sam Howell at quarterback, 7 running backs, J.K. Dobbins, Zach Charbonnet, A.J. Dillon, Roschon Johnson, Raheem Mostert, Kendre Miller, Sean Tucker, 7 receivers, Garrett Wilson, Jalen Waddle, D.J. Moore, Jahan Dotson, Elijah Moore, Romeo Doubs, and Chase Claypool, and 2 tight
you
ends.
You took Elijah Moore?
I did.
You bastard.
Yeah. And then Kyle Pitts and Tyler Conklin at tight end.
You took Pitts? Isn't that Davis's guy?
Davis thinks he has squatter's rights on him, but I'm actually just trying to help him smooth out his exposures.
Yeah. No, I mean, I mean, I'm not going to roast your team just because, honestly, I can't really look at it. But it sounds like a decent zero RB squad.
Thank you.
Emphasis on zero RBs. So those other guys have to go off.
If there's one guy's roasting of running backs that I can trust, it's the guy who reached 30 picks ahead of ADP for CEH.
But he's not – but I wanted to get him, and someone else could have, obviously. And really? I needed someone to pair with T. Higgins. Like, I missed out on the Keaton Mitchell bring back, I think, for like 4 team stacks.
Mm.
Or 4 game stacks, rather. Like, yeah. That's pretty good. That's mm-hmm. pretty good. Davis, what was your team?
Hold on, I'm making slow draft picks. I gotta find it. My team was
I have it on the screen here.
Dak Prescott and Kenny Pickett at quarterback, Austin Eckler, Breece Hall, DeAndre Swift, Tyler Algier, and Jerome Ford at running back, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Deebo Samuel, Deontay Johnson, JSN, Brandon Cooks, Justin Ross, Michael Wilson, and Deontay Hardy at wide receiver. Then the all-rookie tight end room, Kincaid, Laporta, and Musgrave. Yeah.
Was Fergie off the board when you selected Musgrave?
No, but I prefer the vibes of Musgrave to the locked-in 3-for-27 weekly of Jake Ferguson.
Even on a DAC team?
Even on a DAC team.
Wow.
That's something they don't teach at the best ball academies is that sometimes you just want the vibes.
Well, I think we're all just drafting off of vibes now, but if there's one thing I thought Davis cared about more than vibes, it was double stacks with a bring back in week 17.
Yeah. I just like when I do my eventual screenshot, you know, when all my drafts are done, I need Luke Musgrave to be pretty high up in.
Yeah. What are you up to on Musgrave number? Have we cracked double digits?
That's a good question. 309 teams. 11% Luke Musgrave.
There you go. Double digits.
Mission accomplished. Plant the flag. 22% one Mr. Kyle Pitts. Mark Andrews is my second most drafted tight end, which feels cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Andrews was easy to pair also with Reek. If you drafted
Bobby, dude, please, can Bobby just take his money elsewhere? I'm not doing head to head. This is not Justin Herzig. You're not.
Are you sure
kidding.
He took Jonathan Taylor at 46? You might want to take this action.
Oh,
he
wants to feel his feelings.
I mean,
got
Davis's
hurt.
Team sounds like an 8 out of 12. Is Bobby a 9 out of 12 or 10 out of 12?
I don't know. I don't even get what you mean.
Where you finish this season.
Oh,
in
I mean,
league.
I don't know. Who cares? You know, it's just one team. I'm going to draft 10 more today.
Right.
It's always we don't care about exposures. We care about teams. We don't care about teams. We care about a portfolio. Yeah. We don't care about a portfolio. We just care about the friends we make along the way.
Yeah. Pete, can I take off this blindfold?
Yeah. Y'all allow it.
Yeah.
You committed to it, Dave.
Oh my gosh.
50 minutes blindfolded.
Why I honestly, Bobby Gomes, I don't know if this is really the show for you. it feels like maybe there is a different streaming service that you might like.
No, Bobby is an RG guy. He's a Boston guy. And you know, he's won a lot of money. First guy to hold up a check in those,
yeah, I remember,
in those commercials. So, Davis,
I know, just
we appreciate it.
Really, it's not really heads up for roles chess type program.
Heads up for roles. Challenge him in a contest.
It's not really contest. A beating your chest program. It's a more of blindfolding yourself kind of program.
taking a beating into your chest. all right. So focusing on the here and now, like and subscribe. We're on the road to 10K. Pete, have you done the giveaway yet for the?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who won?
I did it on Friday. We had three different commenters. You know, actually, I'm glad you asked. You know who one of the people who won is referenced in the cold open of the Swolecast?
No, the guy with the moon cat.
The guy with
Avatar,
Steven Rudy.
Yes.
Yep. He won it. So
leave it to the guy with the Crypto Goons avatar.
Yep. Exactly. So yeah, no, we did that giveaway. Rob Coakley joined me to draft a Bulldog team and do that giveaway. You can check that out on my stream from last week. And we got to plug your guys. We're the three of us, you know, on the Swolecast, we've been drafting against each other all off season long. We are going to unite for a draft together.
Yeah.
People might have to ask for another blindfold draft or kitchen. We can do it with you getting to see the draft board.
Yeah. Either way, I feel like after that blindfold, maybe that blindfold, like I want to do another draft just because I feel like I'm so dialed in right now. Just want to get there.
You saw inside the Matrix, Dave.
So here's Sosa's, pull my screen back up so people can see the schedule for the marathon stream. Suck it, Tuttle.
Tuttle, I guess DraftKings gave him a bunch of tickets. So today he was saying he's just now getting into best ball, basically. He's like, these guys are drafting Marquise Brown four rounds ahead of where he should be.
He said he learned that Jacoby Myers was on the Raiders today.
Well. All right, Pete.
No, yeah. So we're doing the stream on Friday, and Kitchen and Matic are kicking it off. We'll be drafting my 144th best ball mania team together, and it'll be interesting to see if we can, you know, mash together all of our drafts.
I think
objectives.
I'm gonna make that one my last one. I've got
Davis, we're drafting this together. That's the whole thing we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Oh, not like we do it on the stream here.
No, you getting to be in eight drafts at once. I need your full focus. I know Kitchen's gonna be dialed in. I'm going to be dialed in. Can Kitchen and I just ask of you just 40 minutes of undivided attention?
As you're looking down at your phone right now.
You guys know how much fucking drafting I have to do in the next 8 days.
Be present.
Do it. Yeah. Do it on.
Do it with all three of us blindfolded.
Next year, that would be pretty wild.
If I were to take breaks. Yeah. From drafting at any point in the next 8 days, I would not get to where I need to go. I can't take breaks.
Where you Davis. Need to go is not somewhere you need to end up, Davis.
Davis, will you commit to doing a blindfolded draft next year?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. After seeing
on drafters.com.
After seeing it, you will do it. I love it.
I will. Yeah, I will do it.
Okay, a few other things to promote. We've got the props and picks package on Roto Grinders right now. So if you're playing all these pick'em sites, it's going to be – it's basically the expert you know and love. Shout out to Charlie, who used to help out with the Swolecast.
Oh, yeah.
On an insane heater for some of his picks. And then the final thing is go to kvish.com and sign up for my newsletter. 200 subs, and we are just getting started.
Killing the
very
game,
strong dude. Addition there, gave me lots to think about for the NFL packages there. Big fan of Kavish, day one subscriber. Yeah.
Have you noticed I've got the $13 fitness hat also, so that was in last week's edition of the Kavish.
How's the weight loss going, Dave?
It's going all right.
What percentage are you down?
I don't even know. I know that I've gone down.
That was our wager, and our wager's halfway over. just in case you
forgot. I know that I've gone down. I have not stepped on the scale this week. I know that I've gone down another belt loop. Also, guys, draft weekend was last weekend. And one of the guys was like, hey, I know we do, like, we're staying home this year. I've got this sales guy who's doing a leadership, like, seminar at the house. Do you want to go? And I said, yes, I will do that for you. So I did, like, on draft day. So Friday night, we do our draft dinner. Saturday morning, I go to this leadership seminar, and they talked about, like, not listening to your inner bitch is what they said.
David Goggins, so, baby.
Right. It's like a little bit of Covey, Goggins, you know, all that stuff. And so I'm
at almost peak mental illness right now because the David Goggins stuff is really working for me. So that's how I know I'm really, really.
I'm just surprised you know who David Goggins is.
I read both of his books.
I made a David Goggins reference to April this morning because she was up at 5:15 and she has this little toy that's a shaker, but it's shaped as a dumbbell. And she's like, I wake up with her just way too early and we're starting to play and she's got the little dumbbell and she's taking it. And I'm like, I'm right here with our generation's David Goggins. Just getting the 5:15 workout in.
She's ready to carry the boats, dude. The boats and the logs are being carried.
So let me tell you since we got 3 minutes, let me tell you just an idea that I have for this newsletter. And that is just trying out stuff, some stuff that seems insane. Have you seen the Zozo suit? I think it's called.
No.
Zozo Fit. Zozo Fit.
My Zozo Fit. I'm looking at this now.
Yeah. This has been purchased. I'm going to try it out.
On stream?
No, I don't know on stream.
Pull this up, Zozo.
It's only 98 bucks. I might do it.
What is it for, Kitchen?
It basically, you wear this. It's like a wearable, you know, the wearable technology. You wear it, you put your phone out, and it's supposed to tell you all your
how
measurements.
How fat you are and shit.
Yes.
Do you work out in it or no?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just like it's supposed to be like almost like a full body scan.
Couldn't you just go to a Quest Diagnostic and get a DEXA scan, though?
You can, and I'm going
that
to do that.
More efficient.
So I'm going to see... like just compare them, but anything ridiculous that you guys see that could cater to 30 and 40 year old guys, send it to me. There's a silent basketball you can dribble around the house. I bought that. So
are you going to read Outlive, speaking of being 40 years old?
Sure.
I linked it in RG General. People were in.
Oh yeah. I saw that.
An affiliate link? Are you getting Amazon juice on this?
I need Peter Attia to just pay me back. Give me 37 minutes of his time to do a podcast with me.
Wait, would you rather do a podcast with Peter Attia than Huberman?
No, but the thing is that my eventual... It would never be as fulfilling as I want it to be, you know, because it would be short, you know, what it just... You know, and also never meet your heroes, right?
Yeah.
So you're saying Peter Attia isn't quite enough of a hero that Peter
Attia is just a smart guy, a doctor, like very smart. But Peter Attia didn't change my life the way Huberman did.
There you go.
Huberman's the one that has you spending literally every one of your waking moments staring at a screen making best ball picks. I'm sure he'd be so proud.
See, if Hubes knew about Best Ball Summer, he would be so disappointed, man. He would be so disappointed. What can you do?
But now it's like, it's almost like you have the knowledge. Like I've got the, you know, the sleep tracking app and I saw like this morning, I got like less than like 3 hours of quality sleep, I'm screwed for the day. It's like it gets in your mind a little bit. Like sometimes what you
well the quality sleep is non-negotiable. I still like my sleep is like sleep quality is worse than it was, but still like that's like my number one thing. You got to get good sleep or everything else is useless.
Let me know whenever kids start happening how that goes. So
I mean, I basically have, you know, 900 children. They're all my best ball teams, David.
Yeah.
They demand constant attention.
I get it. speaking of kids, again, Tuttle at a doctor's appointment for one of his five kids. I'm not sure it's the baby or not. He has five.
I was going to say his 97th boys. Kid or his 98th.
He has five track. Boys. Like, you don't even need to, embellish that. Like, that's in and of itself is.
Can't imagine the vibes inside of Dan's house. Like,
he's just like shutting himself in a room doing college football projections, getting Tennessee State's active roster. So, who will be on the stream with us next week? So people
ask, is he going to know total. Who plays for what team?
I'd say so. By the time next week goes, he'll be all up in the projections. So,
do you know what I'm excited again. To do? I'm excited for a flippening here where, you know, I felt like I kind of had a pretty good feel on the ADP landscape. I'm ready to be just fucking vibes based week one DFS.
Yeah.
Just no projections. We're
going to play. We're going to play Mo Alley Cox. We're going to play Mo Alley Cox with Anthony Richardson, dude.
This is when Davis is a slave to the projections. Like, why do you like this guy over this guy?
I'm not doing projections this year for the first time in like 4 years. So
that has to be a huge burden off your plate.
They like literally like the biggest sigh of relief, like realizing my Sunday mornings are not going to be spent down in my basement, just like grinding out like, who's the third running back active for the Indianapolis Colts? Is Mike Strachan's on IR? I gotta shift 2% to Desmond Patton. So I think it's gonna be bad for showdown though, because I'm not nearly gonna be tuned in enough to being like, you know, how many routes is the third Chargers tight end running?
Well, I'm happy for you, but Dave just snuck in just a savage burn there that I think you missed.
I'm just not giving.
Davis heard it. He kept on talking because he wanted to distance himself
away
from it.
Dave is like my dog when it wants attention. If I just ignore my dog, she gets the picture and she goes and lays down in the corner.
But sometimes your friend Preet is over at the living room going, that's a good boy. That's a good boy.
It's like when you have a guest over and they encourage your dog's bad. A guest is like feeding your dog off the table when you don't allow that. You're like, shit, I guess I just got to let it happen.
All right. Final thought, Davis.
Final thought, everyone. You're probably in a bad mood right now. You're probably tired.
Not after watching this.
It's all over in 8 days. You don't have to draft anymore. You will have to do some waivers. I'm not going to lie to you, but be as miserable as possible for the next 8 days to make potentially 18 weeks from now the greatest week of your life.
Can I propose a bit to start next week's show? We're going to have Tuttle back. I guarantee, you know, sometimes I think Tuttle checks in or like we'll read the comments, maybe tap in. I don't think he's going to make it this far to here. So I think we just stone ass pretend like we're doing another best ball draft.
Yes.
Message the slate. Kitch is like, all right, hot best ball summer coming to an end. No one in the chat. Don't leave any comments. Don't tag Tuttle. This stays all between us. I think it could be a great bit.
I couldn't agree more. It's a great bit. I agree.
Just seeing if we get any sort of reaction from him, you know, Tuttle is pretty even kill. If we get any sort of reaction from him, it would be a win.
Yes.
So I'm 100% down with that.
And maybe this bit. All right. So I'm putting a little more work on your plate. We're going to need a dummy thumbnail. We're going to need a dummy thumbnail because he will see it probably in advance. We can update it after. You can update the title in real time. But I just need this 2 to 3 minutes of punking Tuttle.
Yeah. Also need a thumbnail. The thumbnail of this week was amazing with Pete in the Superman costume. Just add me with a blindfold on is my only request.
Yeah. Who did it better? Sandra Bullock or David Kitchen? Many are wondering.
I hope you're talking about not the blind side. All right. So because it's all that controversy with the blind side.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Michael Oher? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That will be, if you want to see like flexibility though, we have been in just best ball mode. And next week, we just, outside of pranking Tuttle, we're just going to flip the switch. It's going to be a little difficult. Just like in your season long leagues, it's going to be a little difficult. Like I can't drop Jaylen Warren. Like he's going to be the eventual guy. Like it's going to be tough with some of these guys that we've been on the whole off season. I can't drop Roshan Johnson, but like stuff will be flipped on its head next week. 2 weeks. So I will be, Yeah, I will
like
be
Zach Pascal. Like, we're going to be watching the first half of the Cardinals game, and Zach Pascal is going to be running all these routes over Michael Wilson, and I'm just going to be like trying to go to the Social Security office.
And on the flip side, like, Kincaid's going to get two touchdowns, and we're going to have to mute Liam. Like, it's you know, all sorts of stuff.
I really, all it's going to take is like 4 for 63 from Dalton Kincaid, and Liam's going to be like, "Oh, I told you,
Victor, yeah." He could literally play like one snap, but if that snap's like a 1 yard touchdown, like he'll victory lap it. Hey, Sosa, will you just pull up this this tweet here? I just got to pull this up. So I posted a photo of Kitchen. The moon sun says this is what Kitchen's wife makes him do every time they drive by a DQ.
It's beautiful. It really is.
85 cent Dairy Queen's coming up September 11th, I think. You can do it three times. So I think that will be it for the show. Sosa, thank you for going outside of your comfort zone as well, being nimble with the fingers. Appreciate you.
Extremely nimble. That was a good performance from Sosa.
That tuned in. And, you know, what if Keith Mitchell is the guy that you need? We just don't know. We'll see you next time here on the Swolecast on RotterGrinders.com. Peace.